Hello, everybody, and welcome to my schizophrenia. My name is Angela. With me, I have my other voice, Nike.
Hello.
How are you, voice in my head?
I'm doing good. It's really cozy up here. I enjoy living rent-free. You can't beat a price like that. That's how I know you're not Jewish.
Yeah, no, I haven't, like, the rent is still free.
The rent
free.
Is too damn low.
Yeah, it's not too damn high. If the rent's too damn high, you know who that is.
It's black people, because they'd be smoking up a storm. Y'all hurt.
Yo. Hey, is that why my vision be blurry, all that smoke up in my head from you smoking that herb?
Damn, son, no. That's nothing like what's going on. But, you know, it sounded deep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yahoo.
Bruh.
So how's the life going?
I'm living it up. I'm having a good time. Not dead yet. Hope I won't be for a long time. And, you know, it's getting to the colder part of the year. Getting chilly. Breaking out my best fits.
You're looking fly.
Yep.
Please don't tell me you wear one of those fur jackets.
Fur jacket?
Like around the hood. It's normal, but then the hood has like fur around it.
Like a parka?
I guess.
No, I don't actually have one.
Okay, good.
Would you wear a fur coat? I would, like a whole fur coat.
Yeah.
If I could get, like, one of those classic styles, you know, you
actually,
see...
Actually, no, I'm more of, like, an animal portrait. Guy.
Well, I like wearing animals. I like wearing leather shoes and leather gloves.
Oh, what?
Leather belts.
You're just a Leatherman. Leatherman.
I don't think I would say that, no.
God,
a Leatherman and the weather.
Queer.
A Leatherman and the Weatherman.
Oh man. Let's
yeah,
go.
No, don't join the Leather Underground. Nothing good happens there. Yeah,
either of them are both Jewish like CIA psyops. They're both
yeah. Leather Underground,
Weather
Underground. All of it is disgusting. You won't like what you see.
Yeah.
It was even gross for communists that came to America.
Yeah.
They're like, look at these people. Look how full of, you know, depravity they are.
Well, as you guys know, last episode was 88. We got some comments to celebrate.
88!
So, let's see. Where should we start? Fastidicus says, actually, it's ephebefogging, not pedofogging. So.
It's a libertarian joke.
Yes. Libertarian hours right here.
Libertarian? Are you a Libra?
No.
Emphasis on the bruh.
you know.
My sign is a Libra.
So, Bellafron says, I guess the next two morology significant episodes will be episode 420 and 1350. Start growing out your dreads, brothers. I'll expect some bong reviews and Bob Marley posting for show 420. That's definitely what we're going to be talking about on 420.
Yeah, fat chance.
Yeah.
More like we're going to start a new season. Like we always do, eventually.
I don't know. I think I'm kind of done.
Something terrible is just going to happen again, and we're gonna go on. Is it hiatus? You don't know until we come back.
Yeah.
And then we start a new season, and that's how it go.
I like when.
But
we're
hopefully,
gone.
You know, God willing, that doesn't happen.
Remember that one time we were gone for like a week and a half, and everyone thought we were like done with. And like even
the young whites escaped.
Like Mike Enoch was even like saying on one of the podcasts, like, yeah, that one show TYH that's on hiatus. It's like, bro, we were only gone for like a week and a half. The only time you mention it is when...
I'm so glad you guys care about us that much. It reminds me that you love us.
Yeah, and just keep in mind, like, I think it's kind of a given at this point. This won't be a weekly podcast necessarily. This will be kind of sporadic, just because it requires a lot of work and our schedules are a little weird, you know, this semester, this year in general.
Your content is finally crafted.
Yeah, and I feel it's a bit better when we don't do it every, like, week on a set time. It becomes a kind of routine and it loses its spontaneity and its fun a bit. But, you know.
You'll listen anyway. You're here after all.
Yeah. Tam says, but, next. Yeah,
points out.
Numerologically significant episode is 109. Don't know what that's in reference to.
What?
I don't.
How do you not? I know what it's in reference to.
I don't.
It's the number of times Jews have been expelled. Ah!
Hey, and Jabba Romaine says, a man can't skip any 88th episode of any podcast on TRS, and I agree.
That's right. Thank you for listening.
And Thoughts and Sought says, fuck pronouns, just call people dummy. Example, listen, dummy, let me explain this to you simply.
Listen, fuckhead!
And Biff McUltra does the Alex Jones, listen, fuckhead, .mp3. Actually, it's .wav.
Yeah, no. It's dot jav.
It's dot, what's the other, is it not?
Dot og.
Yeah, but what's that other one that's like?
I listen to my life in dot og. That's what my brain processes.
There's that one that's like on the quality. I used to be into this stuff, but I don't really
dot care. Flac.
Yeah, there we go.
Aflac.
Yeah. This is kind of funny. Joe Hating says, commented multiple times on the actual topical things, and I got snubbed. All right, see how you feel about me. I'm a head out. Sometimes comments are easily overlooked because we're in the flurry of the moment, and things. Hey, Kent says, good show. Thanks for the shout out, fellas.
Anytime, bro. We love your comments. We'll read them every single time.
Okay, this is really, really gross. Madness Incarnate says, wait. Nikkei says no pussy eating? That means he's one of those fiends that eats ass.
Wrong!
That's pretty brave. Be sure to navigate that minefield carefully. No judgment here. Just stay safe, Broseph.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a full response. Next!
Sicilian Crazy ain't worth it if she can't cook. Trust me, I'm from South Philly.
Yeah, check out Keeper Roth's Band-Aid Bus. I think that's his podcast about being a
Sicilian.
No, an EMT.
Okay.
I listened to one episode of it. I listened to episode 3, I think. And it was very interesting. He and his co-host can go on for hours about anything. And if you really just like listening to people talk about life,
yeah, we can only go like 20 minutes.
Yeah, nah. That's how fried our attention span is.
Yeah, we live in this.
I just eat, sleep, Fortnite, repeat.
Yeah. Hey, happy 88th brothers from Tam. Then Anglo says, thank you, we love you. Then yes, Diarrhea Anglo in Israel.
Definitely commented that, not me.
Talks about Dig being the original Reddit, but it only had upvotes. Whereas Reddit has upvotes. And kimchi is really gross. And agreed. And someone said, thanks, lad. F5 gang here. It was really crazy. I uploaded it, and then I see this comment, like, immediately. So he was literally
pressing. You're welcome, Desert Fox.
He was pressing F5. What is this? I've never done anything like that.
You've never heard of F5 gang? No, dude, I'm like that on my phone. I'm, like, always, like, scrolling the page down past, or, like...
Yeah.
I guess it's like, technically scrolling up, but I swipe down to scroll up.
Scroll gang.
Yeah. Refresh gang.
That's like on Twitter, but I've never been like on a website in a long time.
Well, no, that's how like on my phone it do.
Yeah, yeah.
When you just to refresh the page, you just scroll up by swiping down past the header, and then it refreshes the page, and that's how I see the latest podcasts.
Hey, I'll make sure you header in MLA format.
We're not going to use an RSS feed. Just a reminder.
Yo.
No USSR feeds here. Yeah. This is America.
This is America. Okay. Hey, did they have homosexuals in the USSR parading around? And, no, they didn't. We do.
That's what makes us free, okay? Land of the free, home of the gave.
We have the Trump tranny. You think they have that in Russia?
Trannies for Trump.
Trannies for Trump.
Trannies for Trump. Trump.
Trannies for Trump.
Trannies for Trump. The worst thing about Joseph Stalin is he didn't like Jews and he didn't like gays. And Donald Trump loves both.
That's right.
Hitler didn't like the gays. Hitler didn't like the Jews. Stalin didn't like the gays. Stalin didn't like the Jews.
You're getting all black soul preaching on me right now.
I'm just invoking my throwback to Ghost True Capitalist Radio.
True Capitalist?
He was like the first podcast I ever listened to. Throwback to Pol. Any of you Polacks out there that remember trolling Ghost True Capitalist Radio, making your My Little Pony edits to his voice, and then calling into his show to like reference pony shit and other funny stuff.
Hey, my first podcast?
He had this thing called Bathhouse Friday. It would be when trannies call into his show and ruin the content. Or people pretending to be trannies.
Bathhouse Friday, is that, you know, what, the Turkish day of the week?
It's the most Turkish day of it's the most
Turkish day of the week.
Bathhouse Friday.
Hey, my first podcast.
When the Sultan comes through, he's like, bring me your most effeminate child.
Yeah, the harem of
boys.
Of boys to men.
That's when he was visiting Africa. He was just like, give me all these high-pitched Negro boys. these Negro castrati.
Hey,
speaking of which, what about them Italian niggas making a whole class of people just to sing high-pitched castrati? You know about that?
Oh, yeah, the castrati. I knew about that in Italy.
Dude, what the fuck?
I mean, you guys make something good like cacio e pepe, very simple type of pasta. It's cheese and it's good. But then you do something like this.
Gonna cut your balls off so you can sing. It's like, what the fuck kind of shit is this?
Yeah.
Nothing new under the sun, I tell you. It's like, oh, it's like the kid in Texas. It's gonna be a girl now. It's like, oh, looks like you don't get balls because you gotta sing.
I think they have those
Catholic high notes.
I think they have audio recording of castrati, I believe.
Ugh.
Like some of the last castrati. This is something they don't do anymore. Well, they do it now in Italy, but like now in service to like...
To Satan again?
Yeah.
It was Satan before, but it's Satan again.
Yeah, I was going to say like, oh, never mind. Not funny, though.
Disgusting.
Yeah, why do you
cut... People are sick.
Why do you cut people's balls off?
Why? Why?
I don't know.
Like, come on. Look, I like to sing as much as the next guy. And, hell, I really like singing in church. I think it's very beautiful and it connects me to God. But this is satanic. This is a perversion of the way that you worship God. It is satanic.
Yeah.
Ugh. I hate thinking about that, man. Disgusts me.
Yeah, this is just weird, bruh.
Yeah, really fucking weird. Ugh. And now I'm mad.
Why be mad when you could be glad?
Like a trash bag?
Yeah. Is that
this whole
slogan?
Planet is a trash bag.
We're all in a glad trash bag.
Yeah. We're in the most sad trash bag.
If you want to know what reality is like, just put your head inside of a glad trash bag, and that's reality. Ah!
What is it, GLAAD? It's like the Gay Lesbian AIDS Association of Detroit.
There is GLAAD, huh? Let's see what it stands for. Is that what it stands for?
Gay Lesbian Anal Assault Division.
Oh, God, no, come on. Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. That's pretty anti-Semitic.
It's an anti-defamation league for gay.
It is. Gay Lesbian. Why don't you just call it Gay Lesbian Alliance Anti-Defamation?
Anti-defamation league. See, Jews, this is what you did. No thank you. I didn't ask for this shit. Nobody was asked for this shit. Dude, why do we have the Gay Lesbian Anti-Defamation League?
Why don't we have the getting laid and always...
divorced.
Yeah, because that's not good either.
Yeah. Going loco against American domination.
Loco with a K, like Four Loco.
I'm going loco mode.
Going Four Loco mode. Yeah, how old are Four Locos? I feel like they're like they kind of like came about like 2010. Were they around before then?
Have you ever tried Four Loco?
Nope.
No, I have.
Introduced 2005. Okay.
Wow. Been a while. Obama, for getting rid of the good Four Loko.
So, yeah, I remember, like...
Before I was old enough to try it.
Bitches was, like, the thought with thought girls. They were, like... I was very young at the time. This was, like, 2010, 11. And they're, like, posting on their Facebook, like, drinking Four Loko. And they're, like, 12,
like
13.
Like, kids... Like, oh, my God. What the fuck?
I don't know.
How did they get it? What the hell?
I don't know, bro.
Dude, what the fuck?
That's crazy. Wait, how old was I then? I was like 15, 14. Either way, not good.
Yeah, no. Dude, those girls like grow up to follow the rest of the exactly what you'd expect path in life?
Yeah, some of them did. Some of them are like, they're like, one of them's like a lawyer now or something.
a what?
Lawyer.
Huh. Well, I guess not all of them.
She was like kind of like a rich thought, you know what I mean? Like I have a lot of money, but I'm a thought.
Yeah.
I'm trashy, but I'm rich.
Rich people have a terrible time raising their kids. What the hell? There's no excuse.
Yeah, it's because mammon, man. Their parents are money worshiping.
The god of mammon. The god of mammon.
They're money worshiping people. Their parents, so of course they're not going to raise good kids because all they care about is that money!
Bourgeois values give Weimar results.
Yeah.
And Weimar problems need Weimar
like,
solutions.
Grug brain leftists be like, bourgeois values are like traditional marriage. Like, no.
Nah, bourgeois values is gay marriage.
Yeah, it's really, it's their thing, brother. Those the niggas that own production, that's the kind of stuff they're doing.
Some of those who own production have a sexual dysfunction.
Exactly. Yo. What's been going on with Gorka recently?
He's been shitting on all the wrong people.
Yeah.
Being a little bitch nigga. Being fucking gay. Charlie Kirk, you won't know what happened to him if you only read Campus Reform.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we read more than that, as surprising as that might sound.
And he's been getting yeeted on by, you know, I have my criticism of some of the, AMNAT kind of paleoconservatism, but when they do something right, I'll give it to them, and this is one of them.
I'll give it to them in spades, bro. I commend you, and I recommend all of our listeners look up the Groyper War Plan.
So I like these things. I just don't use it as like a position to like shit on Charlottesville. But besides that, it's good.
Nah.
And our brothers that fought in Charlottesville.
Look, It takes two prongs to win this war.
That's my. That's what I've been saying for years.
We're both going to win together and no way else.
Yep.
I don't care who doesn't want to hear it, who's not ready to hear it. If you're in it, you're in it with us. And there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
In fact, you should just embrace it because we embrace you. And if the we're just looking for a little bit of teamwork.
If a guy wears a, you know, Dickies work jacket, or he wears khakis and button-up shirt, who cares? As long as we're fighting the same guy.
Dickies and khakis to resist all the blackies.
God, what's up with your puns today?
I don't know.
They're like a little too good. There's like too many of them. I can't even keep up with it. Yeah. Yeah, that's my approach. Again, like I don't want to, you know, because I lean more towards the, not towards
on the scale of Dickies and khakis.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of paleoconservatism, but if they're doing things that benefit us, I'll admit it. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
On the one side you have khakis, on the other you have Dickies, and in the middle you got boat shoe nationalism.
No, I'm sorry, I don't like boat shoes.
That's okay. You can be on the one of the wings. You can be an extremist.
Speaking of campus reform, is there anything good going on there?
No.
Of course, they don't mention like those things, like Charlie Kirk getting like.
No, of course not, because campus reform is part of the Leadership Institute, which is the other wing of the freaking TPUSA.
Of the Likud Party.
Yeah, the Likud Party, the Likudership Institute.
Stop with these puns. Isn't the leadership like total?
LI has fucked over good people. Let me tell you, I know that personally.
They view themselves, LI, as combating liberal bias on college campuses, but they're, you know, liberals too. They're neocon
liberals.
Yeah, they believe in enlightenment liberalism. I mean, I know they're
enlightenment liberalism.
I know what they mean by the term liberal, because it does mean there has different connotations in the U.S., but
nah, everybody's seen enough Sargon to know what liberalism really means.
Liberalisticism. Is that, what was his ideology called?
He just made a group called the Liberalists.
A.K.A. liberal. Because it's already exists for a long time. It's called being classical liberal.
Yeah. There was a Facebook page like that. Being classically liberal.
Oh, gosh. Imagine being classically liberal.
It was a decent page back when that was like a edgy thing to be in, you know?
Objectivist?
Yeah.
Ayn Rand is just total crap.
Yeah, no, I could never be down with the anti altruism.
Yeah, that's, well, it's like literally satanic.
Just being evil.
It's literally satanic. And the thing is that I've heard, and this is from like a long time ago, I haven't like actually looked at the evidence, but wasn't Anton LaVey inspired by like Ayn Rand and Atlas Shrugged and all that stuff? Yeah. And so like people like Glenn Beck and all these like movement conservatists, they are willing to like ally with like objectivists when their ideology is literally satanic before they're able to like ally with like European style identitarianism, as they call it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, identify with like mammon worshiping, totally blasphemic like atheist capitalists before we'll identify with like
Christian. You worship mammon and slaughter Hammond.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just kind of interesting. But she just calls her, you made this point before, but I've heard other people bring it up. It says she just calls her philosophy objectivism. And it's like, if you're against objectivism, she could just say, an objectivist could just say, well, that means you're against, how could you be against something called objectivism? I mean, it's objective, it's in the name.
How could you be against facts and logic?
Yeah, well, fuck facts and logic.
It's like that's like the title of the Chapo Trap House manifesto. It's like I think they call it a treatise against facts and logic.
And her takes are so bad with regard to different philosophers. Like, she calls Kant a mystic, which is not even close, and it's just she doesn't know what's going on.
Shut up, Jew.
Yeah.
How about that? How about shut
she
up?
She doesn't even know like how much in line kind of Kant is with a lot of Enlightenment ideas. I mean, he's kind of the Enlightenment philosopher in some ways. And, you know, Aufklärung, he was a philosopher of the Aufklärung, which is the Enlightenment. That's what it means in German, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that he's not like John Locke, therefore he's gay. So, like, I don't know. But anyways, is there anything on Campus Reform that's funny? That can give us some little laughs here and there?
Well, it can make you, like, die inside.
Okay, let's die a little bit.
Let's die inside. Céline Rion. Hey, girl, back at you again with your article. We're going to steal more of your content again. Thanks, hon.
Yeah, Céline Rion.
Céline Rion, not Celine Dion. U Arizona advertises drag as therapy workshop as kid friendly. An event hosted by the University of Arizona Institute for Let's Get Burgers Tonight Studies focused on assisting students through the cathartic experience of drag. The event description specifically noted that the event would be open to youth.
Where is the youth?
Burning in the oven. Would you like to continue?
Well, they have. There's a link to, I guess, like the flyer of this event on Instagram. Like, you know, because people do things on Instagram now. So, like, the Instagram post that talks about this event, and it has like a picture of a gross tranny, Jesus, ET, and Charles Manson.
With a swastika tattoo.
Yeah, it's like, what's going on here, buddy?
The quote saying, "Fuck idol worship. I'll only allow it in the name of the chapel worship, the saints of filth."
Yeah.
Me and some other at the
chapel of filth. So these people literally worship filth. That's their goal.
Chapel of Filth. No, it's not a black metal band.
Yeah.
As much as some of you niggas out there would like to be.
I'm sorry, but black metal's Jewish as fuck. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
More like crap metal.
Yeah. This is what the person that's doing this event, Piranha Queen, says. Drag for me is therapy. To provide that cathartic experience for others, I would encourage the group to create wearable art and makeup looks. I will show examples of costumes I created related to my gender, mental health, and activism.
And I would really like to know the connection between your mental health and your gender.
And show important pieces I have seen by other drag performers that are therapeutic.
I think that there's a very strong connection between the two. And it's more so that you lack a healthy understanding of your gender, and you also lack mental hygiene.
Well, Nikkei, drag to me is expansive, and I hope I could bring people all they
it's
have
like
to the table.
It's like expansive of your asshole.
From music to poetry and all forms of visual art. I actually didn't hear that. What'd you say?
Never mind. I don't think you'd like to hear it.
Probably not. She also expressed, or this person.
I think this is is this a female pretending to be a male pretending to be a woman?
No, I think it's a male pretending to be a woman, pretending to be a male, pretending to be a woman, pretending to be a male, pretending to be a woman.
This bro has no Adam's apple.
Could have shaved it off.
What?
Don't they do that?
What? Excuse me?
Is that like some like,
what?
Do they like, you know, file it? Like, they like
can file. Bro, I don't know what you're talking about. This sounds very bad for your health. Like, worse than normal for these people.
Okay. I've heard someone say that they like shave Adam apples away, like in surgery. I don't know if that's, maybe they're just,
oh my God,
that might be totally fake. It's like something like one of my boomer.
That sounds awful.
It was like,
it's a, just like a muscular thing.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. It's like, I was thinking like it's muscle. You can't
shave it away.
Yeah. I think
what?
It's muscle. It's literally muscle. So I think this boomer was just dumb.
This boomer is dumb. This kid is dumb. You know,
boomers are crazy, bro. They like live in their own world.
You need a bigger oven, as they say.
In an interview with a student paper, Piranha claimed that a telepathic message from my alien drag queen family next galaxy over or something probably spawned the drag queen's name. Yeah, that's like schizophrenia right there, buddy.
Yeah, you probably need to go see a doctor.
Yeah.
And not like,
hey, well,
Magnus Hirschfeld.
Drag helped her cope with body image issues, but also to release government-induced rage.
Hey, why don't you actually, instead of having your revolutionary spirit co-opted by sodomy and Satan and the Jews, why don't you have that revolutionary spirit directed into something like more productive, not the Jewish revolutionary spirit? Stop revolting against God and say no to Zog.
True. This is kind of funny. Professor said that Trump is mentally impaired, experiencing early onset dementia from obesity.
He just roasted him, saying like, "You retarded fat nigga." That could be the, you know, that could be the most of what he says.
Yeah, some guy said that Trump had a problem stemming from early onset dementia in an elderly, out of shape, obese male.
Could be.
Could be. This is...
Maybe that's why I don't have a fucking wall.
I know.
Maybe that's why we have some gay new embassy in some gay Israeli city.
Yeah, then it's kind of a gay new country. It hasn't been there that long.
Yeah, fuck that. Man, fuck Israel.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
The two most illegitimate states in the Middle East, Israel and Turkey.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate that... That
either of them exist.
And I've noticed that conservatives are... I mean, they've always been explicit in, like, their support for Israel, but it's gotten to this extreme level where I see a lot of, like, TPUSA memes that are shared on, like, Facebook by boomers or on Instagram. It's just like, look at this anti-Israel sentiment by the left. Disgusting! Like, they talk about anti-Israel sentiment more than they talk about anti-American sentiment.
This is true.
It's very odd, you know, because they would like, that's more important. But it's one and the same anyways, so.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's the same thing. It doesn't matter. But it's just creepy how people have this, they've created this idol called Israel that they worship. And it's, you know, leading them to damnation. It's leading their country into damnation. It's really odd. I don't like it. It's spooky. Sure. Again, like, I've said this before, but I've been to this, like, mega church. I don't like going to those, but sometimes you're invited by, like, a friend or something, and you're just like, okay, I'll go with you to church. And I saw a few people, along with their crosses... Their cross necklaces. They had Star of David necklaces.
Ew.
And these people aren't even like Jewish.
Sinful.
They're not even like Messianic Jews or anything like that. These are just like people who worship the idol of Israel, you know? And they have a psychopathic sort of admiration for Israel and a psychopathic attachment to it. Like, they are warriors for Israel. It's actually really scary. Like these
people. Yeah, no. You gotta...
These people are like, yeah, these Palestinians are getting in the way. Let's just, like, kill them. Because...
Disgusting.
It's just utter... It's utterly anti-Christ. It's utterly anti-Christian. It's just not the way to do things. And it's really scary, to be honest.
No, it is. We have a fifth column in this country.
Have you seen this? You've never seen that either, because I don't know if it's big where you live, but like the evangelicals that will have the Star of David necklace along with their cross.
No, dude.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm glad you haven't seen it, because it's the weirdest thing. Didn't you see that Kanye thing?
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of that?
I actually liked it.
Uh-oh.
It was not what I'm used to. All it was this gospel performance in the in the desert by this black choir. You know, I am an Orthodox Christian. The only churches I go to are Orthodox. We have a sort of thing that we do, and we don't stray away from it, especially in terms of musical performance. So the whole, you know, praise the Lord, hallelujah, you know, type worship songs
is
different from me, but that's their thing. You know, I respected it for what it is. I know that it's not my thing, so, you know, I could never relate to it in the same way they do, but I'll give Kanye credit for expressing that. It's obviously something made by him for his people. And, you know,
I just don't like the conservatives that are like acting like this is the greatest thing that's ever happened, that Kanye
it's
West
just
is
a thing, man.
Huh?
It's just a thing.
Yeah, well, I don't like, plus, I don't even know if Kanye West is truly, like, saved in the sense of... I don't think he's a good guy. Let's just say that. He's this rich opportunist, mentally ill black guy. I don't know.
I mean, I like the fact that, you know, he's...
He can be funny, but it's...
He's called out the Vipers. In his own words, you know, you see the comments on underneath YouTube videos putting Vipers in parentheses. You know, he's just going his own way. It's breaking the Hollywood consensus, I think.
KGTOW.
Kanye going his own way.
No.
You know, we told everybody on his staff to stop having premarital sex.
That was funny. I got to admit, that was good. That was
he told his wife Kim Kardashian to stop dressing revealingly, and that's kind of a big deal because he was like when they first got together, he like threw out all of her clothes and became like the sole decision of what kind of clothes she wears.
Oh wow!
And so like he was like, you know, determining her brand for her, and she complained when he had this new attitude. It's like, you got me comfortable wearing all these, you know, revealing clothes, and I sort of owned up to that, and now you want to change pace. And he's like, yeah
well,
you know, he was talking about dark enlightenment points. He was doing some infrastructure posting. And you know, it's just funny, man. It's all the part of clown world. The fact that it's Kanye West who has to become the red-pilled nigga on stage.
Yeah, that is funny.
And even, remember, like, a year ago, like, breaking ties with, what's her name? Candace Owens and TPUSA, you know, saying that he felt he was being used by them.
Mm-hmm.
And now look what's happened at TPUSA. Kanye's going his own direction. Kanye really is going his own way.
Yeah.
You know, good for him, whatever. I hope more people in this country start to, like, stop being degenerate. But, yeah, at the end of the day, it's his own personal faith journey. And that's his business, not mine. It's nothing to obsess over. It's not going to be the total Aryan victory. So don't get that twisted. We still have a lot of work to do. Celebrities aren't going to do our work for us. So just take it as a one respite from the otherwise total shit world we live in and keep on the fight.
Keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking.
Yeah. So, Nike.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you're interested in this, but I don't care. I think that some nerds in the audience might be, but I went to
I'm not a nerd in the audience.
Huh.
The only difference is I'm in the show. I'm a nerd in the show.
Well, I went to a garage sale.
Nice.
And at the garage...
Did you cop anything good?
Yeah, well, at the garage sale, I saw for $10 the compact edition of the Oxford English Dictionary. Oh, no. Nope. That would be awesome. And do you know about the Oxford English...
The compact version of Mein Kampf is just Jews, Czechoslovaks, and Bolsheviks, all terrible.
Yeah, exactly. But do you know much about the Oxford English Dictionary?
Nope.
So this isn't your normal dictionary. This isn't like, you know, your college dictionary. Like, you might go to Barnes & Noble and you see, like, an Oxford brand dictionary, like the Oxford College Dictionary or whatever.
Well, I have, like, the Oxford Greek-English Dictionary.
I have that, too.
Extensively. The little blue one.
Yep. Yep.
It's really good.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Langenscheidt dictionaries. Those are very good. It's a German brand, I'm sorry.
Langenscheidt, huh?
Langenscheidt.
I don't know if I trust that one.
Oh, gosh. But anyways, so the Oxford English Dictionary...
Yeah, those Germans, they never give up. They always on their long shite shit.
So the Oxford English Dictionary was this crazy feat of just human ingenuity. This crazy feat of European ingenuity.
That white genius.
Yeah, white genius.
Hashtag white excellence.
White excellence. This was in the late 1800s. This is when they started. I believe they finished... Let's see what it says on Wikipedia. I read a book about this.
You read a book about the dictionary?
Yeah.
Nigga, that's the most boring shit I've ever heard.
I'll lend it to you.
You read a book about the dictionary?
Yes.
I don't even have to say anything to that. I'll just let that sit.
So, it started its development in 1884 and they finished in 1928. So that's how long it took them to do it. And they compiled basically at that time all the words in English, like literally all the words in English, with extensive, you know, not all words, but a lot of the words were given like extensive etymologies. And they also list like the first instances where these words, you know, popped up. It's just a crazy thing. The real edition, if you buy a real one, it's like probably like a few $1,000s. I'm not sure. Maybe not that much, but it's really expensive. And it's 20 volumes.
Mm.
20 volumes. So it's like the size of an encyclopedia, if not even a bit bigger, and it's just a dictionary. So this is the craziest thing. This was all done before computers, obviously. This was done, like, they literally, like, were reading books, and were like, okay, this is where it shows up here, it shows up there. I guess this is the first time it's ever popped up. I guess like, this is it. All right. Just, like, very... Just pure human or European, just intense intellectual effort. It's just crazy. But I found one for like $10, the compact edition.
Ooh.
So the thing about the compact edition is that they have each page is four pages of the actual Oxford English Dictionary, and the text is so small that you have to have a magnifying glass to read it. So it's, you know, so it's two volumes. Second volume, which I have right now, is about, it's a little over 4,000 pages. So imagine like 4,000 times four,
mm-hmm.
times two, because you have, this is the second volume. So there's, it's just thousands upon thousands upon thousands of pages of words. But Nikkei asked me to search up a word. And what's that word?
Usury.
So this is usury. And the audio might be a little weird because I'm going to be crouching down reading it on my lap, far away from my mic, but I think you guys can hear.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, so here's the definition. The fact or practice of lending money at interest, especially in later use, the practice of charging, taking, or contracting to receive excessive or illegal rates of interest for money on loan.
So here's the first time it ever popped up in the English language.
This is in 1391 from, wait, no, that's the wrong one. Sorry, it's hard. 1303 from R. Brune, that's the author's name, in some
weird... Was that like a relative Elizabeth Brunig? Or I guess her husband?
I don't know. And it's on, this is what it says. To whom that usury is lief, ghostly he is a thief.
Bars!
Bars. Bars! So this is obviously like Middle English, so it...
Yeah, super hot fire!
Yeah, that's actually kind of cool.
Niggas in hell, super hot fire!
Here's another instance in 1377. Lat saddle him with silver over sin to suffer. Ooh. As history and dern usury.
There you go, bars.
Bars, the shit slapped though.
As Kanye West says in that song.
This shit is bars, bro. I'm like a pub, this shit is bars.
Let's see what this one is. This is from Milton, I think.
He's like, Satan, he's a libertarian.
Yeah, I hate this. Yeah, there's just a lot of interesting... Let me see if we can find a funny one that mentions Jews. It's kind of hard to read.
Got the magnifying glass out, looking for Judaism wherever I sit, wherever I go.
I don't know, there's nothing that mentions Jews explicitly. This is funny. There's a second definition, oh wow.
Okay, lay it on us.
Premium. Preach. Or interest on money or goods given or received on loan. Gain made by lending money. Now archaic.
I don't know about that.
Well, I think this is in the non, like, evil sense. And not with no implication of...
So before they had the word interest, they just say usury?
Yeah, I believe so. And it had bad connotations afterwards.
I guess the Jews had to get rid of that one. It's like, oh, it's actually just interest.
It's very interesting. Hey,
you know what? Open to Jeremiah 7:6 and tell me what that say on the definition or the first use of the word interest in the definition of, like, money.
Let's see what this... Well, the website on the OED.com says...
How many words is that?
600,000 words in the OED.
Damn.
English is one wild language. It's really...
Big.
It's really amazing. I admire the English language. I mean, there are some things that really frustrate me about the English language, like the...
Like pronunciation.
Pronunciation. Pronunciation really fucks me up, bro.
We gonna get back to recording?
Yeah, we're recording right now.
Oh, shoot. I missed that point. I wonder if black people in Germany say nigga.
They gotta. I mean, I don't know for sure. I could understand German, but I haven't been around. When I was in Germany, I wasn't around the African...
Blacks.
Yeah, I was around Germans.
Good.
So I don't know if they say that, but I assume that they would, because Americanism is
our number one export.
Yeah, Europe is very Americanized, unfortunately.
Oh yeah, that's something I've always hated from being a little kid. Like something I recognized when watching Greek TV.
Yeah, like even when I was like kind of a patriotard, I didn't like it.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you want these places to be Greek. You want it to be German. You want England to be English.
You don't want it to be America, like,
America 2.
Yeah, America 2, England. America 3, Germany. America 4, France. America 5.
The only place we refuse to Americanize is Israel.
It's because
Israel doesn't have American values. And I think, you know, if I ever get the chance, I'm asking Charlie Kirk, hey, how come we don't spread the Constitution to Israel?
Yeah, allow them, like, they're a racial state. That's not American values.
Well, no, I mean, even if Israel were, you know, if Israel shared our good ideas, don't you think they would extend constitutional protections to people in their country? Like, where's the freedom of speech? Where's the Second Amendment?
Yeah, where are those things?
Where's
the capitalism?
Where's the freedom from undue search and seizure of property of Palestinians in Israel? I think they need a good helping dose of the Constitution, and we should demand that. We should enforce that on our greatest ally to help them prosper, because don't these things help us prosper? Isn't the Constitution and our ideas what make us great? All these things and more are big questions I have for Charles Kirk.
And Charles Kirk, why is your face so small?
Why is your face so small? What are you hiding?
Yeah, just like, it's like they did some Photoshop thing on you where they make the face like small.
God Photoshopped you.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Maybe that's why he hates God. Maybe yeah, that's why he wants to be Jewish so mad.
He hates God made so him much. Ugly. He's just at the Wailing Wall with his...
I've told y'all before, ugly niggas be the ones who hate God the most.
Yeah.
Look at the history of philosophy. These atheist niggas be ugly.
Hume, fat.
Fat nigga.
Ugly.
We said it once, we said it twice, we'll say it again. Ugly, fat nigga. Arthur Schopenhauer, fat ugly nigga. He wasn't fat,
he was
an ugly nigga.
He was ugly nigga.
Got an ugly ass face. Friedrich Nietzsche had syphilis.
Yeah, bro. Like, not good.
If you have a tiny ass face like Charlie Kirk, I get why you like Judaism so much, because you hate God.
I don't know why they chose him, like, to be the front man, because he's ugly and he's not.
It's because his dad is rich.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. He's so weird looking.
I'm just glad he's not our guy.
Yeah, that's really good.
It really helps when our guys don't look ugly.
Yeah.
Cause... You know, I don't want to have to be on the same team as you ugly niggas. Like, if y'all got an ugly face, just work on that, please. I'm sorry.
This is it's a quote just, from Charlie Kirk. Oh, I know. I don't want
I am not
defamation.
This is a fictional quote from Charlie Kirk in a book I'm writing.
Yeah. Well, you know how people do those memes?
Uh-huh.
The weirdest one, I can't recite it from memory, but it was like, I like to go to parties and cum on glass tables and let the cum dry.
Chop it up and snort it.
Yeah, I let bitches snort my cock sand.
That is disgusting.
It's like,
Lord have mercy.
It's like,
I am just like, I've got a flashlight and I'm strobing it straight into my eyes right now to get that mental image out. And I'm not kidding.
Someone actually wrote that.
Ugh, it hurts my eyes so bad.
Cock sand.
Oh, stop. Look that one up in your fucking dictionary.
Cock sand.
First use right now. It just adds new words as you say them.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Does it have nigger in the dictionary? I'm sure it must.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's gotta.
The definition is it's the coolest word ever. You can't get a word cooler than nigger.
Yeah. Well, speaking of things cooler than nigger, I'm going to Mediterranean food.
True.
Well, I got to go.
I don't like black people, but I do like Mediterranean food.
Well, I got to go eat. I got some invitation to go to this Mediterranean restaurant. I might as well do it.
Hell yeah.
So.
You going to take a girl?
No, it's going to be my parents.
Oh, that's cool too. Family is good.
Yeah. Family is amazing.
Family is the best.
So I'm going to go get some pita bread while Nikkei sits here and just fiddles with his thumbs.
That's right. You know, I'm going to collect a paycheck while I do it too. That's the Greek way, baby.
Yeah. My name is Anglo. With me, I'm Nikkei. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Wouldn't want to be